بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب تحريم النميمة وهي نقل الكلام بين الناس على جهة الإفساد. The chapter on the prohibition of slander, which is to carry tales between people in order to cause trouble. So this is in Urdu known as chughal kori. A person carries tales, one story about one person, he goes and tells the next person hears it now and he goes and tells the fourth person, so third person to fourth person. Two people are talking, somebody eavesdrops and he hears the story about someone else. And the person that is being spoken about, generally we think only what he doesn't like mustn't be spoken about. That's true, what he doesn't like as far as his qualities, etc., are concerned, shouldn't be spoken about, or something that he did, some mistake that he made now is being publicized. Here, as we explained, some personal mistake this person made, and that personal mistake now is being publicized. So this is something that is known as carrying tales. But there is another shade also of carrying tales, and this shade is, somebody doesn't like something about himself that may not even be wrong. For example, Hanif Bhai in his flat, he bought a whole lot of new furniture. Now I happened to be staying in the building and I saw that furniture coming in, I saw the truck coming and the furniture being brought. And now what I do, I send a message or I tell everyone else, hey, you know, Hanif Bhai, he bought a whole lot of new furniture. All the old furniture came out and new. Now this was something that was private, something that was confidential. There was no need, and I know that he wouldn't like that everyone must come to know that he bought new furniture. Or a person is a doctor and he sees a patient and now he may come to know something about the patient. And now he go tells everybody, you know what, I saw this person, he's got cancer, he's got cholesterol, he's got sugar. That was something that was confidential. So this telling about someone else, even something that may be true, but we don't want, or the person doesn't like others to come to know about it, and we carry the story out. That also comes under namima, under carrying tales, under chughal khori. This is something that is very serious. And in this time and age, is another fitnah also, is where we can catch somebody, we can take a photo of somebody. Firstly, taking photographs of someone is completely haram. And then we know this person doesn't even like that his snap be taken and this be broadcast. And this is where I saw this person, this is where he is. All this is unnecessary, as we're explaining. We know this person doesn't like it, and we're still doing it. As far as photographs is concerned, whether he likes it or he doesn't like it, it's not permissible at all. But these are forms that now it becomes compounded. So therefore, a Muslim must be very careful. In the respect of another Muslim, Allah Ta'ala has given a very high place in Islam, that your brother, give him the respect that he deserves. If you hear something about him, just ignore it as we did before in that chapter of Ghibat, that usul, that principle, that if something has a potential of evil and it has a potential of good, then also leave it out. Don't speak about it. So the best thing to do when we hear these sort of things about people, especially in their private life, we're not talking about fraudsters who are defrauding the public or people that are affecting the ibad of the public, but here it is just simple people that have their own lives and other people want to pry into their lives and carry their tales out, carry stories out. This is something that should never ever be done. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has brought this chapter now, because he is covering all those things that we should speak about and those things that we shouldn't speak about. So therefore under this he brought this chapter. And now he describes himself that what is the definition of carrying tales. So he explains, naqlul kalami bayna an-nasi ala jihatil ifsad, that this carrying tales between people in order to cause trouble. In other words, your intention now is to stir up some problem, to stir up some conflict. That's it's your intention. You're not doing it to cause any type of rectification, correction, like we did under those things at Pumad Ghibat. One of the things we said was to correct the situation. Yeah, your intention is not to correct the situation. You're just doing it either for fun, number one, or you are doing it genuinely just to cause and stir up problems. This is not something that Sharia likes at all. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings a few ayat of the Quran which we'll do today. قال الله تعالى هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, who searches for the faults of others, who excels in carrying tales. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning these qualities that are disliked And Allah is describing it as Hammazim Masha'im Binabim. Those who search for the faults of others and who excel in carrying tales. This is not something that is liked. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, whenever a word escapes, remember this is something for us to remember, whenever a word escapes from the mouth, you think that you just said something, you just typed something and it's gone. Allah is warning us that whenever a word escapes, there is a guard ready by him, ready to record and keep record of whatever was spoken. Therefore we have to be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of us at all times. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah was traveling and he was out somewhere in one jungle area. And he seen, he was very tired, exhausted, and he was also very hungry. So he seen one shepherd there and he told the shepherd that I would like some milk to drink from those goats that you have. So the shepherd told him that, unfortunately, these are not mine. I'm just a worker here. I'm just a worker. These belong to my master. I'm not in a position to give you the milk from these goats. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, let me test this person. So what he did was he told him, see, I'll do a deal with you. I'll buy one from your whole flock. I'll just buy one animal. And then I'll use that one animal for my personal benefit. And I'll benefit from it, and you'll benefit from the money that you will get. And if your master asks you, then tell him what wolf ate up one of those sheep, one of those goats. So that's nothing very big. So you'll benefit, I'll benefit, and then your master also won't have any problem because this is a normal thing that happens. So this shepherd replied to Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, Ya hadha fa'ayn Allah. Oh good person, where is Allah? In other words, you are talking about my master not knowing it. I'll benefit and you'll benefit. Where is Allah in the whole equation? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was so impressed with this shepherd's answer that here is a man in the jungle, far away from everyone, and he's got such consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And yet we, in front of everyone, sometimes we forget who is Allah. We forget where we are. We forget that Allah is aware of us. So therefore a person should be very conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat of the Quran is telling us that whatever word escapes, Allah ta'ala has got a guard ready by him to record what he is saying. Surah Kahf, this is mentioned. So therefore we've got to be very careful of every word that we say, everything that we do. Aid Allah, understand that Allah ta'ala is fully aware of whatever we do. Don't ever think that we can get away with something without Allah ta'ala knowing about it. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look at the beauty of Islam. It teaches us to respect every person to the respect that he deserves. Every single person must give him the respect to such an extent that even if we hear something about someone, we don't take that story now and take it to the third person, fourth person, and then we put one proviso as received. Or sometimes a person puts a proviso there, or when he's talking, he said this, but don't tell anybody else. I'm only telling you. And that person will tell the next person, but I'm only telling you, don't tell anybody else. Now that already becomes carrying tales. So therefore we have to be very careful. This is not something that Shariat likes. As we go on with the different ahadith, we'll see how severe this is in our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.